This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Me and all my teammates would go to get the gold caps for our teeth with little cutouts in them, and we would wear them to the white schools to intimidate them. We would just show up with the full grill.
Y'all bullies.
I would be twisted up bullies, with, like, the AI braids with the, like, gold caps over my teeth, just looking ready to, you know, knuck if you buck.
That's crazy. All right.
Y'all should have invited young John over there with his pair of earrings and his dickies. He would have fit right in with you, with that crew.
Yeah.
He would have had a nickname or something.
I think that was a laugh. He can barely breathe at this point. He told us a story about his childhood yesterday that rocked Memphis just in terms of his appearance, what he was repping. Yeah. But he sounds like he would have been a great fit for your crew.
Listen, we try to clean ourselves up, but inside we're still the same. You know, just know inside I still want to wear those gold caps.
Oh, that's ridiculous. All right, it's the DW Sports on Instagram. It's Trista Crick. You're the best. Thank you.
Thank you, Trista.
Love y'all.
Love you back. She is Trista Crick. Bro, I'm dying. You said I'd be a great fit with the crew, bro.
The intimidation crew.
That's how I was trying.
Y'all were bullying white folks. Because that's the only person that's going
to
in
Trista
any way be
that?
Intimidated by that
Why
group.
Why was Trista trying to intimidate the white schools? That's crazy. That is crazy. She would buy fake gold teeth to intimidate the white kid. I mean, that's insane. I'm sure it worked.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm crying laughing, bro. Then you said I would be a great fit with that crew. No, dude, I was not trying to intimidate anybody, man. I was just trying to fit in. Oh, that's insane.
I don't know, bro.
That's insane. That was funny, bro. I can't believe she... That was quite the segment, man. Everything was on the table.
There was a lot there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Trista's the best. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come. Norton Heard the fourth going to join us at 125. Stick around. Jason and John, he's here at FM ESPN. When you are buying a car, get your interest rate before you go. Get your loan taken care of and sorted out so that you're not waiting on them to do it. Just show up with one. And show up with one from Leaders Credit Union. If you're looking to buy a new car and you don't know where to start, that's where Leaders Credit Union is happy to help. Don't just take their word for it. Here's what Ashley said. Leaders made our car buying experience a breeze. The loan process is one of the easiest I've gone through and made the entire car buying process less stressful. So what are you waiting for? Let Leaders get you in that brand new car today. Go prepared. Let the folks at Leaders take care of you so that you're not being, you know, signed up for a, you know, lifetime of crazy rates, paying way more than you should at a dealership. Visit leaderscu.com/ESPN to get started. Leaders is your financial champion for life, federally insured by NCUA. So it's interesting. We have not talked about this, but you mentioned it during the break. You know, it's the most watched movie in the history of Netflix.
Most successful weekend.
Most successful weekend.
For a Sandler film on the streamer thus far, 46.7 million views.
Okay, so some caveats there, but yeah. Happy Gilmore 2 debuted, I guess, last weekend. And
second biggest U.S. weekend opening for a Netflix film of all time.
Second. Do you have the first?
Maybe it's this K-pop Demon Hunters thing?
Really?
Now the most watched animated film of all time on the streamer. They don't give me the first right there at the beginning. That's in the lead, K-pop Demon Hunters. So I'm wondering if that's it.
All right.
But no, for those I thought I heard Happy Gilmore was the secured. Okay.
Most watched ever. Yeah, most watched debut weekend.
Am I
ever
reading
for
that incorrectly? Is it the most watched?
This is number one.
Okay.
Yeah. So 46.7.
Mine is combined with a K-pop Demon Hunters also in the lead, so it's confusing.
Gotcha.
I apologize.
Yeah. No, I mean either way, whatever it is. But yes, this is the most successful debut for a film on Netflix.
I'm on the outside looking in because I wasn't a Happy Gilmore one guy, as you can probably tell.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I would have thought maybe you were a Happy Gilmore guy. That one was
no.
That one was good.
It was the time. It was 96. You
right.
know what I mean? I'm 20.
Right.
I'm out in the Memphis streets. I wasn't slowing down for a comedy.
Yeah. Now look, I personally was more of a Billy Madison fan than Happy Gilmore fan.
Okay.
I thought Billy Madison was just too funny, bro.
Why you were a Sandler guy, so you saw all the Sandler flicks.
I saw this one. I saw Happy Gilmore. I saw Click.
Yeah. See, I didn't see any of that.
I saw Little Nicky.
Put it in the flash. Which one did I have Bob Barker in it? I know I should.
That
know.
Was Happy Gilmore.
That was Happy Gilmore. Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of nuts that, I mean, it's been, what, almost 30 years?
I don't know his name, but he's been in everything, including, like, what was the name? It was the old breakdancing movie. But the guy in there, because he's got a McDonald's commercial off of it. The older guy now, he was in the original.
Oh, Shooter McGavin.
That's his name.
Yeah.
What's his, Chris something?
Yeah, it's.
Never know his name because he's always a role
Christopher
player.
McDonald.
Yes. That guy's been around Hollywood forever.
Yeah.
So I respect that he's still good.
Yeah.
He looks good.
He does look good. He looks good. I mean, for 30 years later.
He was in Breaking. He was Kelly's agent, I want to say, in Breaking.
Okay.
Which you would have, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good memory.
You know I'm on them 80s now.
Yeah.
And early 90s.
Yep. Yeah, he was James in Breaking.
There you go. He was the agent. He was trying to help her.
Yep.
Was he trying to have sex with her or not? It's debatable.
Yeah.
But he also trying to help her career. She decided to go breakdance with the black dudes. Kind of like it's
like
maybe
Trista.
A story not different from Trista's, to be honest with you, from what we're hearing.
Yeah. Well, we're learning. We always learn something. From
we do.
Trista.
We do.
But I have not had a chance to watch Happy Gilmore 2.
Okay.
You know, look, I think this is a tough one because you're talking about 30 years having passed from the original, all right? We're not talking about 3 years. We're not talking about 5 years. We're talking about 30 damn years. Some of the people are dead. Bob Barker's gone. And, like, obviously he was a big part of that first one. People loved him in the first one. And the movie making has changed. Like, this didn't even go to theaters, right?
No, this went straight to Netflix.
Yeah, I mean, like,
this is their biggest weekend.
That's a huge difference, you know? I mean, just in and of itself. I don't know that I will watch it, to be honest with you. I was not part of the 46.7 million that watched it. I mean, I know, you know, the reviews were very polarizing. Like, the consensus from what I heard was, if you go into it expecting it to be kind of stupid fun, mm-hmm. you won't be disappointed. That's what it is. It's stupid fun. If you go into it expecting it to be good, you're going to be disappointed. You're going to say it's like the worst movie ever. But if you go into it with, like, literally, hey, I know this is dumb, and it's an Adam Sandler movie, and I want it to be dumb, and I want to just enjoy dumb fun for 2 hours, you'll like it. But that's not your cup of tea, and it never has been. So I don't think you're going to watch it either.
No. Again, not a guy who even bothered to watch one. I feel like would I need to see one to understand this at all? Probably. I'm sure you can't watch it independent and then enjoy it.
I mean, I think.
Just telling myself, well, it's going to be silly. I'll really enjoy this, especially if I have no reference points for the first movie.
I don't think you need to watch the first one to get the second one, bro. I mean, he's
half the jokes are going to be like inside jokes from the first one.
There might
you know
be
what I'm
a
saying?
Few. There
oh,
might
no,
be.
I'm going to look like a fool. So I'm going to look like on the outside looking in on all this stuff. Like I sounded even bringing this story up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, I would say you'll be all right.
You but know, he didn't have to go against like Superman and stuff. That's the thing. He wasn't in the movies, right?
No, so he was in the movies.
You didn't have to make a choice of whether to go see this in the movies. Like,
yeah.
Like those, you know, like the ones that really put yeah. themselves out there.
Yeah, like I,
so Netflix pay him some exorbitant fee.
Oh,
to,
come on, bro. He's got a he, yeah.
And I'm sure it cost him next to nothing to
I'm
make.
I'm sure he has an exclusivity deal with Netflix, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, cause I, doesn't all his stuff go with, you know? Yeah, he signed a 200 at some point. He signed a in 2014. He signed a $250 million 4-movie deal with Netflix. In 2020, he renewed that deal for another 4 films worth an estimated $275. So this man has made $1 billion
that's
off Netflix.
He's just pumping out anything.
I mean, yeah,
at
he's just fulfilling
just
his contracts.
Right. Very smart.
I mean,
he's just like an old record. It's like an old record deal where you had to, you make the deal and you had to pump out four or five records.
Right.
You know, on that deal.
What's Adam? Is he a billionaire?
They're telling me you have to watch the first one to get it.
Come on, bro. It's
you
not
can't watch
really.
It. Someone like me, John, that's for my not anybody.
It's not.
You can appreciate it. Not the almost going to be 49-year-old black guy from Memphis.
Bro, it is not
I'm
Mystic.
Be lost.
It is not Mystic River here, all right? It's the dumbest movie in the world. I mean, it's like literally my 4-year-old can right. watch it.
But you have to connect the dumb.
Yeah,
from
not
the first
really.
One to this one to appreciate. If you're going to appreciate
connected
the dumb,
dumb
at all.
Is still dumb.
My growing, you can't. Now again, I'm a guy. I can come in on a jackass and I laugh a little bit.
This is what that is.
But those you get individual
yes.
little skits
they're
in
skits,
each one.
And then
you understand what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I can
yeah,
understand
yeah, yeah.
that better
of,
and they, appreciate them independently
yes.
as opposed to trying a bunch
well,
of
there,
references
there, there
to the first movie.
There were jackass the movies though.
I know.
I don't think those did as well as the show though.
A jackass type movie that I noticed was when he's the old man the entire time. Know what I'm talking about?
Johnny Knoxville?
Yes.
Okay.
It was on, and he had a boy with him the entire movie. I'm like, there.
Okay.
And that's what I thought it was going to be a short skit like most of them had been.
Yeah.
They made a whole movie out of this, bro.
Yes. Yeah,
I thought that went ridiculous. You didn't swallow.
Yeah, I just don't. That was a genre I never got into, the jackass one. Like, okay. I had buddies that loved it. They were like, the idea of lighting their balls on fire and a snake biting them is like, I mean, they loved it. They thought it was so funny. I thought that was like, that is so lowbrow and so stupid that I can't even begin to entertain it. You know?
My wife turned it on. I thought the exact same thing. I said, we're too old
right.
now to watch this and still giggle at some of the stuff where he had his little thing out there and was yeah. about to get bit. Still got us. Old Steve-O. You know, one of those guys died early.
Yeah.
Died in a car crash.
Yeah. Really?
Dunn, I want to say it's Ryan Dunn.
Oh yeah, he did.
And
he did.
And it changed, you know, watching it. So it's a different
yeah.
experience seeing
yeah,
him
yeah,
like
yeah,
throw
yeah.
himself in front of all this stuff, and he passed away, and it was like his Porsche, he blew it up.
Yep.
Driving crazy.
And Bam Margera had like you know substance abuse issues for his you know most of his life.
Yeah. After abusing his parents.
Yeah.
I shouldn't make a joke of it at all. Substance abuse looked
and,
like.
And
Steve-O had the same thing.
Don Vito.
Steve-O came through the substance abuse stuff. Remember,
he's talking
about being clean.
Yeah, and he is. I think he stayed clean.
Bam's whole claim to fame was just beating up on his parents. It was kind of weak. And being a skateboarder,
right?
Like his talent level.
Yeah.
Not nearly as high as some of the other guys, I felt like.
Yeah, no,
his
I
talent
agree.
Level was trolling his parents.
Yep, and his whole family,
half
really.
Because
his uncle, Don Vito, you know, was a part of that.
Oh, his uncle was in there, too.
Yeah.
That's right.
He was making fun of his family.
Getting his mom and dad in bed all the time.
Yeah.
You know, putting an alligator in the house.
That's right.
That was half of his thing.
I mean, I will say, though, sometimes it would be funny with Vito, because you couldn't understand what he was saying. They'd have, like, the translator at the bottom.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That would be funny.
I've forgotten about him.
But, well, I think he's passed.
Cool.
Rest in peace, Don Vito. Bam Margera. What was his show called? Was it like Life of Bam or something?
Something like that. Spinoff of all these guys.
Yeah, it was something like that. Viva La Bam. That's what it was. Viva La Bam.
Steve-O and which Wee Man, they didn't get spinoffs there on spinoffs, did they?
I don't think Steve-O did.
See, I thought those guys were
I think
just...
Johnny Knoxville got a show, though.
Wasn't he the ringleader of the whole thing? I thought he was
Oh, yeah, maybe he was. Maybe that was his show. Jackass was his show.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's the way I always looked at it.
Yeah.
And your boy spun it off of it. Bam spun him a show off of
yeah.
that.
Yeah, there was Viva La Bam. Like. Ryan Dunn actually got a show. Homewrecker was the show he got.
Was in his Porsche, was going 100 and something miles per hour and ran right into a tree, I think.
Chris Pontius and Steve-O got Wild Boys.
They Wild got a spin-off. Boys was yeah. a spinoff. I do yeah. remember part of that.
Yep. Yeah. So there, I mean, it was a very successful franchise.
Oh, it made them a ton of money for a while.
But seemed I mean, like, it's not far. I mean, it's definitely a cousin of Happy Gilmore, bro. Like it's a second cousin of that whole humor. If that's what you're into, like you know, getting hit in the balls with the golf ball.
But bringing up independently though, there was
no. You're right. Yeah. By the way, before we get to Herd, crazy story from Mike Levine, who was a investigative reporter for ABC. Former NBA star and Memphis Grizzly, Gilbert Arenas, and five others, including a suspected high-level member of an Israeli transnational organized crime group, were arrested today on a federal indictment alleging they operated an illegal gambling business in which high-stakes poker games were played at an Encino mansion Arenas owned. So Gilbert Arenas operating, according to the DOJ, in an illegal gambling business with high-stakes poker games like Molly's Game.
Wow.
So... yeah. How about that? So we'll see. We'll see. You know, I mean, Molly ended up getting, like, did she get anything off of that? Like, do you remember?
Mm-mm.
I don't recall she got much, though. I think she got off pretty light for, you know, the charges. But I don't remember exact. So she pled guilty. So here it is. So, on April 16, 2013, Molly Bloom was arrested and charged along with 33 others as part of a $100 million money laundering and illegal sports gambling operation. She faced a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison, 6 years of supervised release, a fine of $1.5 million, or twice the amount gained from the crimes, or twice the amount lost by victims. In December 13, she pled guilty to charges of running illegal poker games. She was sentenced the next May to 1 year probation, 200 hours of community service, and forfeiture of $125,000. So, I guess that's because the district judge found that she played a minor role in the larger gambling operation that did not warrant prison time. It will depend on Gilbert's role. Is he the Molly of this one, and he's just hosting the games?
Interesting.
But, yeah, I mean, she made a ton of money, bro. All she had to give up was $125,000. She probably made millions, would be my guess. So, she got off light. 1 year of probation, it was like nothing. Anyway, yeah, that's the latest. Gilbert Arenas. Arrested as part of operating an illegal gambling operation in high-stakes poker. All right, we'll come back. Norton Herd, the fourth, going to join us. We'll talk to him. Lots to get to with, you said there's the XAI news.
Huge news for Mitchell High School, Herd's alma mater, and three other schools in Whitehaven and Westwood here in Memphis in terms of what XAI is going
to
do for them.
Yeah, we'll get to that with Herd when we get back. Jason and John, ID Turner Family, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
His name is Norton Hurd IV. He's the Team Thad program director and coach. We just call him Coach. He's 92.9's Coach. When we see him in the halls, it's Coach. And in fact, he comes across so many coaches in his line of work. When he sees you, he may refer to you as Coach. It's just sort of the way things go around here. He's our leader. He's Silver Wave Media's top 100 most influential people in men's college basketball. It's for 2025. Been named to that list multiple times. A Mitchell High product. Proud as well. Walker Holmes, finest. You can follow him on X at Dream Big Hurd and on IG at I Am Coach Hurd. Coach, how are you, first of all, my man? I want to make sure I stick with the pleasantries. Everything good in your world?
Man, I'm doing well. We've been out of town so long. This week has been getting these kids back registered to school, man. There's been a lot of information they want, Jason. So, you know, I know that's something your wife will probably do or whatever, but I've been having to do all that this week.
See, I'm gonna stop you right there because, that again, you know what they say when we assume sometimes. See, you assumed that my wife would be getting my son ready. That was something that John and I were actually talking about before we had you on. I handle the education duties much like yourself in my home. And so when it comes to Chris and the registration and those things, it's me getting it done. It's me. Now, John, much like you would assume, allows Sam to do those things.
Yep. I don't know what's going on. I don't even know what grade my kid's in.
But what I very much respect the father Hurd that you are. You take care of those things. You got to get the back-to-school garb. You got to get the registration done. All of it. You're the one handling all that business.
So this is where I agree and disagree with both of y'all's stance on this. So I'm forced to do it or whatever because I have my daughter on my own, so single father. I think we should help out, but I think the correct way to do it is I like how John's setup is. I think it's, naturally not being sexist is that, you know, and I'm up here doing it now. I've actually stepped out of the school for this call, and I'm like the only guy in line right now, and so naturally I would prefer to do it the John way, just to be real.
Yeah, I mean, I think someday I'll step in and I'll say, hey, what's going on over there, you know, but it's just only when an intervention is deemed necessary.
Understood.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I also, like, my wife is like, when it comes to stuff like that, she is better than I am at it.
She's an educator
as
well, right?
Yeah, exactly. So she has I went to school.
Right.
She went to school and taught at school. So, you know, she has something over me. Now, when it comes to, if my kids ever come to me, Hurd, and they say, hey, you know, Sparks plus 2.5, how's that looking tonight? You know, we'll talk about that. But you know, I 100% try to help, you know, where I can. I know my role, as The Rock would say, and I shut my mouth when it comes time. Now, speaking of, you know, good things happening, it seemed like we got some good news for, you know, your alma mater, your proud Mitchell High School product. And I know that this is a little sort of policy related, but, you know, XAI being here, they've committed to a lot of money for schools sort of around those buildings, Mitchell High School being one of them. I don't know how much you know about, you know, that commitment, but just how transformative would that investment be? Will that investment be from XAI into Mitchell?
So I don't know a lot about it. Like I said, I'm just catching back up to speed. A couple of people ran it by me, even Jason, a little bit. But any help that Mitchell or schools like Mitchell in the Walker Home community, and any of that
that helps us tremendously. Those areas and kids need so much. There's a lot of special people that's over there doing good things. And so I just think them kids deserve, you know, more hope and more opportunity.
You're spot on, Herd. It's four schools. It's John P. Freeman Optional. It's Fairley High School, Mitchell High School, and Westwood High School. Four schools in that area that basically Elon Musk has said, okay, we're gonna upgrade the HVAC systems, new windows, modernize plumbing. But the sports part of this, and really the other eyebrow part, razor of this, was that they say they're gonna do football fields for each of the four schools, in addition to basketball courts. Now, you guys at Mitchell have long had a basketball court. That I want to say hasn't Thad contributed to Herd, but on that football side, y'all, Mitchell doesn't have a stadium, does it?
No, that's right. Going to be big. I heard you say Mitchell, Fairley, John P. Freeman. Who was the fourth one?
Westwood.
Yep.
So that's going to be really, really good because right now, Mitchell, Westwood, and Fairley all uses either John P. Freeman.
Yep.
Or Whitehaven as their home field. Some people share one with Oak Haven. So, no, Mitchell and Westwood, it's crazy. John P. Freeman, the middle school, got their own. But, no, that's going to be huge. I wonder where they're going to put it. I know the practice field is upstairs. And everything is good up there. I don't know if they could put it up there, though, because that's like walking up a dirt hill. But it'd be interesting. There's a lot of woods across the street where they would put it. So, yes, that would be big for the neighborhood. I think it would be more support. That the, you know, neighborhood would be out at the football games. As we know, football brings a huge crowd and passion and togetherness, so that would be good.
Yep, they said a football stadium, a track, and an indoor basketball court at all four schools, and then specialized projects for each of those schools as they sort of need them, because each one's got individual needs. And apparently, in terms of deferred maintenance, coach, right, into like, you know, the HVAC stuff, deferred maintenance that MSCS hasn't been able to get to with its schools, like these four are among, in terms of the most needy. Now, I've always thought, you know, when I went over to Mitchell back when y'all's days, it didn't feel like it was one, but they said that you guys are right there now on the list all these years later, along with J.P. Freeman, along with Fairley, on, you know, needing the most deferred maintenance. And so, you know, the hallways too, the painting, it all sounds like it's, you know, like they could use it over there in addition to these athletic facilities. So, you know, it's a deal where, you know, you've had a lot of concerned residents in that part of Memphis, you know, concerned about these natural gas turbines that are being brought in and understood is going to be part of the, you know, the backup power system over there. And they've had to get that past the health department. And if you're going to be moving into these folks' neighborhood, Herd, it just seemed like in Walker Homes, part of it, that you need to do something for the neighborhood. And it seems like that's what old Elon is in XAI is doing here.
Yeah, and that's good, man, if they are. Because honestly, so I grew up and went to school or participated in events growing up, mostly in Walker Home, Westwood, South Memphis, and Whitehaven. And me being grown now, understanding how much that you show a kid, even some as nice as painting the walls and doing things like that. I think when they rebuilt Mitchell years ago, it gave the neighborhood hope. Right now, you know, some people still complain it's still a swamp right behind it, right? But they're doing it in other cities. Like I went to a tournament in Little Rock and Kansas City. They got some of the most beautiful schools they have rebuilt in the Flatfoot property hood, right? Just to give, you know, guys, you know, the more a kid can see and think they can fulfill,
yep,
the more they can achieve, and, you know, and so that's why I'm so passionate about that Walker Home community, because I didn't do a lot before I was 18, and thank God for sports and, you know, even, you know, things that I do for that and just so much more, like, but I barely, you know, left that area growing up. So to travel the world now is something most guys from my neighborhood don't get to do, but, you know, I think the more that we show them that, that's regular life. Most people from everywhere else does that on a reg, right? And the more you show them and they feel like they can achieve, because I say this over and over, it is a lot of, not basketball-wise, period, but just talented mindsets in some of the neighborhoods. They just don't have the resources and understand how to evolve until they get older and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, I just,
well said, brother.
For those schools, man, here's the truth. Help wasn't coming otherwise. You know, like, I mean, and if you sort of look at the things that they're committing to doing, I mean, you know, I think Amber Hewitt Garcia is the school board member who I think, you know, put it very well. Yeah, that, you know, the AI, XAI is going to be here whether the school board accepts the money or not. And before the money showed up, she said it felt like they were just spending $68 million a year for basic maintenance. She said we're mopping with the faucet on. We had been mopping with the faucet on. And so now, listen, I mean, is XAI buying some clout? Are they buying some leeway? Sure. I think that, but at least they're investing in a noble cause, our kids, right? Especially in these underserved communities that heard, you know it because you're a product of it. Bro, the state ain't coming, you know? Like, the parachute is not coming for those kids from the state of Tennessee. That's been shown time and time again.
No, that's true. And, you know, it's one of those things where it might be a handful of people that say, well, what they're doing, they're just trying to cover this up and this up and this up. And that could be true, right? But at the end of the day, if it's going to help the kids, it's going to help my community, I'm all for it, right? And it's other neighborhoods in Memphis that need it, right? But I'm glad that the Walker Homes community is able to get it. But, you know, it's always going to be John and Jason, where it's some guys that are woke that can hit us with some numbers or can hit us with some circumstances that might make this whole thing not even feel special, right? You know, some deeper stuff than we know. But kind of like the board, it's like, I guess you just got to take your wins how you take them. And, you know, I think this is, even if some bad things are going on behind the scene or some manipulating, I think there's still some good that's coming out of it.
Coach, I think it's August 5th. That's next Tuesday. The Ja3s drop. The first one's for the public. Now, I know a guy like you on the YBL circuit is tied in as you are with Nike. You probably already got the fives and the sixes. But the threes drop for us normal people on Tuesday. This shoe, Coach, and you're a guy that sees these kids on the EYBL circuit. I heard you talking about this with Jeffrey on Monday. I was listening intently. Like the kids these days, they're wearing the Kobe's. They're wearing the Sabrinas. You know, yeah, you in Memphis, you see them all with Jaws. But in terms of those, you know, the ones that the players and then the kids, the elite prospects are wearing, you know, maybe Jaws not where he wants to be yet. Can he break into that, Coach? And if he can, right, if you break into that upper echelon, how much of it is how cool the shoe is, right? Or how much of it, how much of it is Ja being on the floor, Ja dominating, Ja playing a 70-game season and being in the running for MVP, you know what I'm saying, so that the brand is buzzing. How much of that does he control in terms of trying to get that shoe, you know, on the players of these 17 and unders, all of them at the EYBL events, and then on the, you know, the feet of these NBA players as well? How does he get there?
I would say this. Memphis fans might not want to hear this, but him on the court has a lot to do with it, but it's not the most. The two things is the shoe being cool and he being cool, right? Because if you think about it, Nike tried, as you heard me and Jeffrey on Monday, they try to push Giannis's down your throat. This is a two-time NBA champ. So if it had to do with just on the court, right,
yep,
you know, a lot more people would be selling. So some of it has to do with your popularity and things of that stuff, too. I feel like the kids have been, you know, back and forth on Jaws. I do think this is the shoe that's going to change the brand and his name, because it has been none but good feedback. When I talk to elite kids, when I talk to guys that don't wear tennis shoes, when I talk to people who didn't even like some of his other shoes, everybody is waiting for this line of shoe and this colorway right here. So I think this is the one that's going to change.
Yeah, no, it actually looks like a great basketball shoe. And, you know, you take feedback. You know, you're like, hey, we didn't have this, we didn't have that, and last one, you know. And I thought one and two just looked too similar. You know what I'm saying? Like, so this one is, you know, it's all about feel. You know, these guys want, you know, the low rise, you know, honestly, anything that resembles Kobe, like the Kobe shoe, right? Like, that's the most popular hoop and shoe these days. It's just anything Kobe, right?
Yeah, pretty much anything that's similar to that, like that, and, you know, the Sabrina similar to it, and like certain GT cut,
yeah.
Any nice cut, loud colorway that's a kind of low top or Kobe-ish,
you know, that's what they're looking for.
Why, like, you know, one of my favorite pairs of basketball shoes, you know, back when I was like, you know, hoop dreams was like the low LeBrons. I don't remember exactly which one it was, but it was a version of the LeBrons. But you know, do people play in LeBrons, bro? Like, it just does. Even though he's like the GOAT of this generation, it just doesn't seem like his shoe is coveted. Like, I don't know if there are any, like, maybe I'm wrong on that, but
does
it just.
Does Bane wear LeBrons? Do I remember a story from Drew Hill?
I cut him out. I don't remember.
Okay. Well, you did.
I blocked
him
out
from your memory.
Is LeBron a shoe? Is he a thing, like, on the circuit?
Kind of. See, the problem is LeBron never had a true low top, John. He had that mid, and then as time was going on, the kids got so into the lows. Most of LeBron's shoes were high tops. Mm. And so that's why 2-3 summers ago, they made an EYBL low top LeBron that the kids love, because I think from my understanding, LeBron kind of was at peace. I'm like, hold on, why can't, you know, it's supposed to be way more people wearing my shoes. So they made him a low top. So it's like if you don't have low tops, you put yourself kind of behind. And that's why I also said, Jason, for your question, does it have to do with how great Jai's on the court?
Yep.
Yeah, but like you say, Greek Freak, LeBron, we can go – like even they mess with Devin Booker's shoes now. Like they're a low top. At one point, they didn't like them the first year because they looked kind of like an Air Force One, but now the kids are then balling to them. So I think the shoe being cool and the player being cool, unfortunately – is the, you know, to me, gives you the highest chance to have a popular shoe.
If I just took it back to 17-year-old Norton Hurd IV, man, that's walking through those Mitchell High hallways, and he's looking for them head turns. He's looking for them ladies to notice what he's got on his feet. More importantly, you want them basketball players. I mean, you're one of the guys that's sort of a trendsetter over there, you and Thad, through the hallways. What would be the shoe today that 17-year-old Hurd would say, Mom, Dad, this is the one I need to turn the heads? What would you grab?
So if that ever happened, because, you know, that Hurd actually didn't get the, you know, he had to get stuff in other ways. He didn't have the
right
finances or support, or you said Mom and Dad, just Mom.
Oh,
so,
right.
You know, back then the big thing was to get the new Jordans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you didn't really, and I don't even know if they do it now, you didn't really wear hoop shoes to, like how Jordan hooped in all his shoes. Jordans are really not considered hoop shoes no more. They're
right.
Considered like
outfit
fashion shoes,
yep.
Outfit shoes, and then everybody else is considered hoop shoes. And then the hoop shoes that Jordan do make, as y'all hear me on the show Monday, for Zion, Chris Paul, Jason Tatum, they not really that likable with the kids.
They're kind of buddy. You know, that was the old thing we'd say about them for the kids.
Yeah.
Boat-ish.
I think it's a mixture of Jordan Brand cannot make shoes better than his.
Right.
And he used to do good when he did the P shoes, like the player edition, like Carmelo Anthony had a baby blue 12s, but they were all, you know, or the 18s. And then I also think it's a mixture, although Jordan is the man, I think Nike also, and this is just from me looking, I'm not saying I got any inside scoop, feel like Nike also have to keep, like, the Nike side of shoes outside of Jordan's fresher, if that makes sense.
It
like
does.
They still like to promote, you know, Nike a little more than like a Jordan brand shoe, I feel.
So yeah. You'd probably had a J matched up with the outfit.
Yep, I would ask for some Jordans for sure.
Hurd did the best, man.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks as always.
Yep. All right, cool. All right, thank you.
Yep. He is Norton Hurd IV.
J's were the thing in my school days. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Just was no debate.
Yeah. All right, we'll come back, wrap this up here on a Wednesday. Jason and John, I'm trying to film ESPN. All right, you're running out of time, ladies and gentlemen. The summer of 1,000 engagements at Robert Irwin Jewelers is coming to a close. This Saturday, last chance, save up to 40% off all diamond jewelry and engagement rings. This is the best time for you to buy it. Even if, you know, that occasion may not be tomorrow. Just go ahead and get the ring now. Save yourself 40%, man. It's just simple. And with any purchase of $9.99 or more, which, you know, let's be real, you're probably going to spend, you get free diamond stud earrings. So now it's like two birds, one stone, man. It's like you could really make somebody's whole life with this one purchase. Any purchase of $24.99 or more, you get a free Yeti Tundra. $24.99 or more. Again, you're probably going to spend it. go see Howie.
Yeah. If you're, frankly, if you're buying an engagement ring from somewhere else at this point right now during the summer of 1,000 engagement sale over Robert Irwin Jewelers, then you're doing it wrong. You're certainly not saving the most money possible. That's always the case with Howie. And here's the other thing about Howie and him getting you that ring, because he's been doing it, him and his family, for 40 years. They're going to get you the yes. You got to get the yes. You get the yes and you save money, then you're winning on both sides. That's how we do it over at RIJ. It's your last chance, as John said. You ain't going to hear us talking about this next week. It ends on Saturday. It's final. Save up to 40% off diamond jewelry during this sale. See a store for complete details. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, always at Robert Irwin Jewelers. 5 locations, 3 here locally, or online at rijewelers.com.
Good stuff there from Norton Hurd the Fourth. Always appreciate him joining us. By the way, Shannon Sharp has been fired by ESPN. He settled that lawsuit where he was accused of rape. He settled it out of court. And less than 2 weeks after doing that, ESPN has cut ties with the football, Pro Football Hall of Famer.
Mm.
So I think it's, you know, from their standpoint, it's like, it's just not worth it for us. They got plenty of NFL analysts.
Right.
They don't need Shannon Sharp.
No. And it's all about Stephen A anyway. Stephen A don't need anybody on that show.
That's right.
He fumbled the bag.
Yeah. He'll just do Club Shay Shay, right?
Yeah. And which is big enough.
Yeah.
He'll be fine.
That's right. But no ESPN. But
he lost a ton of money.
Yeah, that he did.
With some foolishness.
That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Norton Hurd the Fourth for joining us. Thanks to Trista Crick for joining us as well. Jeffrey and Company up next. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.